Beis Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shisha Ve'esrim, the 26th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the Laws of Sales in the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous parak of discussing what's included in the sale. In this parak, we discuss what's included in the sale of a city and of a field. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding what's included of Hamoicher Esir, someone sells the city. Some Mocher Batim, so the houses are considered sold. Ubayres, Sheikh and Ma'ariz, different pits and caves and receptacles of water, umechatzais, and the bathhouses, v'shevaches, and the dovecots, that's where the birds are, beis habadim, the olive press, or beis hashlochan shabar, regarding the gardens that need to be irrigated in the city, v'asmuchalan, that which is nearby it, v'sacharashan v'kofanlan, regarding the forests that surround it, v'sasadis hayduislan, and all the fields that are known to it, v'sabivarin shalchai v'efes v'dogman, regarding the closed areas of the wild animals, the birds and the fish, shepanim connected, which the opening is towards the city, although it's far from it. But the movable items inside the city are not considered sold with that sale. But if it's man shamle at a time when he tells him, it and whatever's inside, if I'm selling you, then all are going to be considered sold, even the movable items. But even if he says whatever's inside of it, but he has not sold, not the designated fields which are not known to be part of the city, not the villages near it, and not the forests that are distant from it, and not the part that it has by the sea, not that which is far away, which it has on the dry land, and neither the enclosed areas of the wild animals and of the birds and the fish, which does not open towards the city. Halacha Beis continues regarding what's included in selling a field. Someone sells a field. So including the sale are the stones that are organized for a fence, and the stones that are placed onto the sheaves, the piles, because it's necessary for the needs, the permanent needs of the field, even if it's not even attached to the field. Is this sold the smoothed out rods, the reeds, which are placed beneath the grapevines, so that it could hold up the vines to support it, because it's necessary for the needs of the field. Is also sold the grain that's attached to the ground, although it's reached already the time of harvesting. It's also sold the partition of the reeds, which are reeds that grow together in one big stalk. She pchusim b'sreiva, if it's less than an area of a quarter of a saw, afpi shakon mshalav mechazakim, even though its reeds are thick and strong, because it's considered insignificant in its bottle. Umorchas hashemir, it's also sold the hut that's used by the watchman for the vineyard, if it's asui betit, if it's made with mortar, afpi shenikvu, even though it's not permanent, it's not attached. Is also sold the carob tree, which is not grafted, because when it gets older and strong, then they graft with it other trees. This, which is young, it's not so significant, therefore it's bottled to the field. And so there's Besulas HaShikamah, the virgin sycamore, which is also very young, hasn't been cut yet, also is insignificant. Even if they're thick. And also all the palm trees are sold with it. It's not including the sale, the stones that are not organized to be as a fence, and neither are the stones that are not placed on the piles, although they were prepared for that, and also neither are the reeds in the vineyard that are not placed beneath the vines, although that they're smoothed out and they already have been peeled and they're prepared for that purpose, but they weren't actually placed beneath. Neither is the grain that's already been ripped out of the ground, even though it still needs the veil, but it's not connected to it. But if he tells him, whatever's inside of it, then they're all sold, and it's all going to be included in the sale. Whether he says in regular, or he says, but what's not included in the sale is, which is the pile of the reeds that comes out in a bunch of these reeds, shibes reiva, which is an area of a base reiva, which, because that's considered like its own independent area. And even though those reeds are thin and small, it doesn't make a difference. It's considered its own independent entity. It's not considered the sale of the field. Neither does the sale include a small patch of fragrant spices, sheish l'shem from the asma, if it has its own independent name, kugan shikernula, like they call it, beivav d'shaplani, that person's a rose house. So it has its own name, that's not included then in the sale of the field. V'loy s'shameda, and neither is the guard's hut included, b'zman she'in asui b'tit, if it wasn't made with mortar, af b'shakavu b'arts, even though it's attached to the ground, it's considered independent. V'loy mocha z'charav amukam, neither is the sale including the cab tree that's been grafted, which is older and significant, neither the sigma tree that's also been chopped down before. Even if they're thin. Neither is the pit that's inside of it part of the sale. Not the olive press, not the dovka, whether they're destroyed or whether they're intact and settled, doesn't make a difference. These things are considered independent of the field. Halacha Dalet continues regarding how do we approach the ways of a sale and those of a gift. So, the seller has to purchase from the buyer a path that he can get to. We said certain things that are not included in the sale. So the seller would have to buy a path from the buyer who bought from him this field, a path that he could get to the buyer, to the pit or the cistern, or to that alapress, or that dovkat, that remains from in the field. Because he's moicha ba'ayin yofa. Then Peirush Vamanav, he specified and he says, chutz me'el, except for these things, which he didn't have to, because anyways, they weren't included. So obviously, that's included even the path, and in the tzarech likel hador, then he does not have to purchase from him a path, and that's included in what's left back for him. Halacha hei b'med b'mum, when do we say this, that there are certain things that are not sold with the field and with the house, and when the certain things, even if he says this and this and whatever's inside of him, is b'meicher, is by a sale. So depending on what was said, certain things are not included. Because the buyer should have specified, because he's paying money, he's not embarrassed to say, oh, well, I want this and I want that, what's included. But he didn't specify. So he doesn't get these things. If someone gives a gift, the recipient receives it all. Whether it's a field, whether it's a husband, whether it's a quarter, whether it's a wood olive press. The rule of this is, if someone gives a piece of property as a gift, the recipient receives everything that's connected to it until the one who gives the gift is explicit what he's excluding from that, but he gives a greater generosity with a gift than that of a sale. So to regarding brothers, if they're dividing an inheritance, where they want to totally be removed one from the other, want to be independent. Now, one of them, who in his portion he merits a field, so he merits whatever's inside of it. So if someone's taking possession of the assets of a ger who has no relatives because he's like a new child when he becomes a convert, someone takes possession of the field, he merits all those things. If someone sanctifies this field, where someone is very generous when he sanctifies, just like when it's a gift, so again, he sanctified everything just like the halacha of a gift. Halacha Zayin continues regarding what's included in regards to when there's a rule, if there's a custom or some other prior practices regarding these halachas. So, too, regarding someone that sells and buys, in kol eilu advarim kriyetz b'hem, minyan amurim, we don't have all the things, and though they're similar from the ideas that we mentioned, elu b'makom shen sham minik. We said, when there's no prior custom, and there's no independent names for every single thing as they are, to clearly define what they are, so that's when we see the halachas, what's included and what not, depending on what was said. But in the place where the custom is, when the seller sells this, this is what's sold, there's a machar, so that thing is included in the sale, but we rely on the custom. So too, in a place where, when they say bias, it means only the apartment. Or in some place when you say bias, it means the apartment, it means whatever's around, it means whatever's on top of it. Again, go after based on the terminology of the people in that place. Something applies to someone selling a courtyard or a field or a city or a movable island, whatever it is. By everything, we go after the names that are already organized in the mouth of everyone. If that's what they call it, that's what they call it, and that's what's going to be included. And that's a primary principle. When it comes to business dealings, we go after the wording of the people in that place and after the custom. But in a place where it's not known the custom and there are no distinct definitions and labels, some call this, some call that, then we do like to say just delineate it like we say in these chapters. But beyond that, if there's a certain meaning, we go with that custom of that place.